Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made over this weekend. And as always, I want to encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. Carry Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you 24/7 anywhere you go. Where do you start? I'll tell you where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with the Bucks win over the Nets. I'm a big Bucks fan here in Milwaukee. I've had season tickets to the Bucks in the past. One time I had season tickets to all 41 home games. I'll tell you what, can't go to 41 games, gave a lot of them away. So then I got a 10 pack. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a Bucks game, nothing like a Bucks game. And just the energy, the music, everybody screaming and shouting, small venue is terrific. Anyway, they beat the Nets. They beat the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. If you watch that game, I'll tell you what, a lot of great plays, but Chris Middleton is unbelievable. That last shot, heavily guarded, fading away, leans back, just puts it up. It was terrific. Now they play the Atlanta Hawks. They get home court advantage starting Wednesday. Home court advantage. That's a big, very big deal. Very big deal. Because against the Nets, Nets won the first two games at home. We ended up winning two games at home. Then they won one away. We won one away. And then we had to beat them in the last one. It's very, very hard. The whole place is shouting against you, and they did it. It's going to be great having four of the seven. If we need seven, I don't think we will need seven against the Hawks. So stay tuned. I'll tell you what, of all the weird things and kind of stupid things that happened over the weekend, there are plenty of them. But I think the most bizarre was Ron Johnson coming down this weekend to Milwaukee to march in the Juneteenth Day parade, or at least to hang around the Juneteenth Day parade and try to shake hands. He was heavily booed. Why was he heavily booed? Just because he's a Republican? No, he wasn't booed because he's a Republican. Ron Johnson was the one senator out of 100, one senator who put a hold on the vote in the Senate to make Juneteenth Day a federal holiday. It overwhelmingly passed the House. I think, I forget how many votes, was it 15, 20 Republicans didn't vote for it. Another Wisconsin Republican who disgraced himself was Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst. Tom Tiffany voted against Juneteenth Day, making it a holiday. He also voted against commending the Capitol police officers who got badly injured defending him and the other congressmen. He said, no, we're not going to honor them. One of 21 who did that. Almost all the others, well, all the others were from the South or the West. And he was the only one from the Midwest or the Northeast or places like California, Oregon, and Washington who did that. Disgraced our state. Tom Tiffany disgraced our state. So did Ron Johnson, the only senator to put a hold on Juneteenth Day as a holiday. The Senate has a weird custom that has got to be eliminated. Any senator, even the most disturbed senator, somebody like Rand Paul of Kentucky or Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, Cotton, Hawley, all these people, all they have to do is hold up their pinky and say, I put a hold on it. And the Senate grinds to a halt. The 19th century, they could do it, I think, for forever, practically. Now there's at least some time limit on it. and everybody wanted to make Juneteenth Day a holiday. When I say everybody, I mean overwhelming majorities in both houses. And he holds up his pinky and he says, I put a hold on it. That was wrong. You shouldn't permit that. If there's a serious problem with a bill, you should at least have something like 20 senators have to do that, or 30, not one, not one. But then he compounds it. He comes down here and goes shining around Juneteenth Day, grinning at everybody and trying to shake hands. They were polite to him, very polite to him, although the crowd booed. Very, very weird watching on the evening news. They booed him. But what he said was even stranger than anything I've just mentioned. They interviewed him. They interviewed him on Channel 12 and a bunch of other stations. And he said, slavery was bad. Slavery was very bad. Oh, really? Really? Nazism was bad too, you know. And every genocide in history was bad. So he comes down here to announce at Juneteenth Day that slavery was bad, after he puts a hold on making Juneteenth Day a holiday. How bad is that, really? How bad is that? You know, I know what he was doing. It had nothing to do with supporting Juneteenth Day. He's the one that put a hold on him. It was signaling to two people, his base, who now they will see that he was booed and they'll be satisfied. They will see that he somehow, quote, stood up, end quote, to people that they oppose, and to moderate Republicans in Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties, he'll look semi-normal. You know, he actually showed up and smiled and walked around. So he's appealing to two bases, different messages. His base, he emphasized he put a hold on it. He says something very unremarkable, like slavery is bad, no kidding. Abraham Lincoln said that too, and he got assassinated for it. He had real guts. But then he also panders to moderate Republicans who desperately don't want to vote Democratic, but they're not going to vote for the Trump cult. And he disguises himself as being not in the Trump cult just for a short period of time by saying something like slavery was bad. So that's what happened here in Milwaukee over the weekend. Here in Milwaukee, our Bucks are coming back champions. They're going to finally be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then Ron Johnson came shining around, getting booed, and then just saying slavery was bad after he held up Juneteenth Day. Okay, we're going to the national scene. The national scene. Pence, Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Remember him, Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence? Appeared in front of a conservative event in Kissimmee, Florida, K-I-S-S-I-M-M-E-E, Kiss Me Kate, Kiss Me Florida. There he showed up just to polish his conservative credentials, and they booed him. They booed him, they heckled him. This thing was called the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Faith and Freedom. You know, you always take labels that nobody could have any objection to. Faith and freedom, great, you know, freedom of faith, faith and freedom. And then you twist it, kind of like in 1984. But kind of like the sign of Auschwitz, that, you know, work makes you free. You know, faith and freedom is exactly a great thing to say. I say it. But it's being twisted in some of these contexts. And what's happening here is that he gets up and he wants to run for president in 2024. And so he gets up, and this is the base that he needs to help him win a primary, and they boo him. They boo him. They boo him. Why? And they shouted, traitor. Traitor. He is more conservative in a traditional sense, more right-wing in a traditional sense than Donald Trump, than anybody in the Republican Party. This guy is certifiably out there. But they say he's a traitor because Trump asked him to betray the country and he wouldn't do it. Trump said to him, why don't you just not take the certification on January 6th? Just say, I don't accept it. You have to accept it. And if you don't accept it, doesn't matter. Well, that's not true, by the way. If he didn't, it'd be in the Supreme Court in 10 minutes and it would be accepted. He's a ceremonial figure at that thing. He's a guy that, you know, it's like this, the Revolutionary War. You know, some guy dresses in a tri-corner hat on 4th of July, and he refused to do it, and now he's a traitor. What they mean is he's a traitor to Trump. This is a very sick cult. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.